Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. I'm Rama Malone. I'm a singing story artist, and I would like to share with you today that I love to hum. So I was just humming one of my favorite tunes that has just been born from humming this year. I've had more fun with humming this year than I can ever remember in my life. I hum a lot, and a lot of songs are born out of it. So today, I am here to tell you a story. Just before I went to Europe for 11 years in 1994, in November, I met a great Native American medicine man who told stories of ancient traditions for his tribe and also with the ancient traditions of the trappers that married into his tribe around the 1500s. Now, these were stories that were never shared on paper. They were only told by the lower classes, the peasant classes, the farmers, and the people of the earth to each other. They never made it into books. Well, in the course of this meeting with this wonderful man for about 2 weekends, listening to his stories, both from Native America and from Europe, old Europe, I had a dream. And I wanted to share the story that I wrote about that dream. It's really the story of a dream, and it's called Bear Wife. All her paintings and clothes and things were in the swamp house. She looked out and saw waterfalls of rain coming through the roof. She feared all of her things would be destroyed, watercolors, woolens. She went out of a house full of people she did not know and had little to do with. She went down to see if she could see some things, save some things in the swamp house, down the path through the woods to the meadow that leads to the swamp house. The tide is high, the water is rising. Two deer bound away from near the house at the far end of the meadow and jumped past her as they bound into the woods. At the far end of the meadow by the swamp house is a large bear, stands and roars at her. She runs quickly back to the full house in fear of the bear, who stands, beats his chest, and roars at her. She runs back for help, but no one is concerned with her trouble. The sun is setting. The moon, the full moon, is rising. She read in a book of a man who stood and talked to the bear. She summons all her courage and goes back to the meadow. She walks across the meadow in the fading sunlight and rising moonlight. As she nears the swamp house, the bear runs up to her, stands and roars. She is afraid. She says, "Oh, bear, you are far stronger than I. I ran from you earlier this day because I am scared you may hurt me. But I read about a man who stood and spoke with you, and he did not run away. So, bear, I will not run away, and I will not hurt you. You have come to me for a reason. Perhaps you will let me know in your own way." The bear stood and looked at her. Then he went over to the swamp house and pushed it over so it collapsed with all her things in it as she watched. Then the bear came over to her and sniffed her all over. Then he carried her over his back away to his cave. As the full moon rose, he covered her over body like a great black blanket, shining like a night full of stars. He covered her over like a small white moon, held so tenderly by the deep black starry night sky, and held her close and kept her warm all night long until daybreak. Somewhere in the night, her fear stole away, and she felt so protected and warm. She slept. She woke long after the sun came up. It was pouring light through new green leaves on trees overhead. Bear was gone. There was a pile of red berries heaped on a gathering of new green leaves. She sat up and greeted the sun as if she were the moon, all bathed in light. She ate some of the lovely berries. She did not know where she was, and she was not afraid. This story arose after I wondered if I should spend more time with this Native American medicine man. And inside, it was like I was asking for something, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if I was asking him to love me. I wasn't quite sure. And I had a dream of him where he came to me asking, "What is it? What is it that you are asking me for?" He couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't figure it out. He had been selling, before the dream, some items that had been made by hand by his friends who were Native Americans. A tiny white turtle and a beautiful, larger black bear. I felt like the turtle, and I was also drawn to the bear. So in the dream, he came and asked me, "What is it you're asking for?" And then he said, "Oh, I see. You're not asking me for this or for that. You are asking me for protection." As I was about to embark on a very brave journey going overseas to Europe, where I had never really spent time before, people I did not know, and I had no idea where I was going to stay or what I was going to do once I got there, but I knew I just had to go. So on the eve of this great journey, I had this wonderful dream where it was okay to leave everything behind and know that somehow, even though there might be lots of changes, that I could be brave and find a way to a beautiful new life. It seems a great thing to share this with you tonight as I contemplate, sometimes with great fear or trepidation, the possibility of returning to live in Europe. If that opens up over time, I think it may be the next part of my journey in this world. So I also promised that I would sing a song on this show. And once I was living in the west of Ireland, several years later, I wrote a song, and I'm going to sing that to you now. I sing without an instrument because this year, my dulcimer that I've played since I was 24, a long time ago, I can no longer quite get it in tune. I figure it needs to be silent, and I need to sing. And I've always sung with it, so here I am singing without my dulcimer. But this song you can also hear on YouTube in one of my albums for free. The album is called Rose Petals. And the song is called I Am Rich. And sometimes I've had more money, and sometimes I've had less. So I was really questioning that when I wrote this song and kind of taking the time to count all the riches that I actually have. So here, written while I was in Ireland, is my song, I Am Rich. I am rich if I have none of it. I am rich if I have it all. Thick ink like blood runs through my pen. My mind has slowed down to a slow rain of wonder. All the mountains are singing, and bells are ringing in my ears. Today I have eaten till the cows come home. All the mountains are singing, and bells are ringing in my ears. Today I have eaten till the cows come home. I just love singing that song. And I've loved telling my story to you and singing my song today. If you would like, I have some ebooks on Amazon about painting with children and children finding their own art. They are called Art in the Park books, and there are two of them. Park, A Day of Painting with Children, and Art in the Park, A Day of Playing with Colors by Rama Malone. You can listen to my songs for free on YouTube, I have 4 albums of songs that I wrote, all but 2. The albums are called Storytime, Rose Petals. Rose Petals is where the song I sung today came from. Hugs from Trees, and Golden Seeds. I welcome you and invite you to support or even sponsor my creative arts. Singing Story Artist, I am setting up a page with that title on GoFundMe, and if you wish to offer me something, if you feel you've gotten something special from hearing me tonight, please feel free to share your abundance with me in the form of good wishes and any cash donations you may wish to offer me. I'll be setting up Singing Story Artist on GoFundMe in the very near future. And I hope to meet you again in the very near future when I share my next songs, stories, and poems. But for now, I'm going to say good night and have a wonderful time until I see you again. Bye for now. This is Singing Story Artist Rama Malone.